POS manages every aspect of their business, everything from delivery to a promotional giveaway sponsor to damaged items discovered, right down to shipments received.
What does a full POS system look like for a retailer?
It definitely takes a little bit of work on the front end. After you get the first leg done in terms of putting in the work in the front, getting the training and everything finished, your POS system runs its own. On an average, it could save a business over $30,000 a year in revenue just by how efficient it becomes over that year.
Retail, boiled down to its simplest form, is a transaction between two individuals, or in most cases, an individual and a business. And the funny thing is, you know, you bake in all of this 21st century technology and systems that have been developed over the years. And, you know, that simple transaction, the core of retail, is able to provide so much information to a business owner. I mean, you look at it, you know, through the purchase of a product, you can tell the business owner, retailer can tell, you know, update their online inventory. They can provide information to customers who are shopping to see whether that item that's been purchased is in stock anymore. You know, you can, on the back end, the logistics side, you can tell, you know, whether an item needs to be reordered to bring more stock into the store. And so, I mean, the list of benefits goes on and on and on. And all of that is really built around something called the point of sale system. And, you know, traditionally, I think when you think of point of sale, you got the register in mind, the checkout lane, you know, how an item is purchased. But as I came to learn through discussions with Steve Mahler, Nationwide's director of point of sale, it's so much more. I mean, the evolution of retail can really, you know, you can point to the evolution right alongside of it of the point of sale system and, you know, how these systems have evolved and the benefits that they've, you know, been able to add to the retail operation over the last decade or so. And had some really cool conversation. I mean, it's not just a checkout or a cash register anymore. There's, you know, point of sale goes to you know, mobile point of sale systems to just, I mean, all kinds of, you know, recent developments in the technology that has made this transition to the digital age just so much more easy and seamless and something that's super beneficial. And talking to him, you know, I can ramble on about the benefits, but Steve is just so passionate about this, you know, this space and the benefits and opportunities that exist because of point of sale that, you know, it's easy to buy in. So, you know, had a great conversation with him, learned a lot. I think, you know, in talking with him, if I owned a store, you know, if I'd be wanting to upgrade my POS system that whatever I was using, you know, just based on his level of detail and information he's able to provide and just knowledge around these things. So hoping to share that with you. And that's why we got him on the Independent Thinking Podcast. So, you know, really, like I said, I could ramble on, but I'll let him tell you. You know, I asked the questions and he provided some awesome answers. So just go ahead and dive into our conversation then with Steve Mahler of Nationwide. All right, we're back on the Independent Thinking Podcast and another edition from home. Mr. Steve Mahler, Director of POS, man. Appreciate you joining me. Even you know, you're down there in Dallas, in Texas, right? Where in Texas?
Yeah, I'm in Dallas. Definitely in Dallas. Yeah.
All right. Well, you got a Dallas guy and a Philly guy on the phone together, so we'll try to make this entertaining, to say the least.
Yeah. I noticed through all of this crazy pandemic situation, you're going for the full beard there.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I haven't seen my barber in a while, and for me, this is long, right? Because I'm used to my military cut, so I'm struggling.
Well, the thing is, see, I'm work from home anyway, so this is just, I'm just rebelling at this point. Like, I don't go to an office. I can shave when I want to. I'm just deciding that now we're in quarantine, so I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it until we're done. So if I go a beard down to here, that's what it is.
I love you, free spirits. I live in a house with a principal, so I have to raise my hand and can I speak? Can I say something now? go shave, go cut your hair. So I'm definitely still in boot camp over here.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Well, we're all making do, and you know, I appreciate you finding some time to call in and chat about a really cool topic. You know, one that you know, I know we've talked about it. We don't. I say this, you probably feel the same way, but it doesn't get enough attention, and one that is extremely important to retail today, and it's evolved a lot. So I'm excited to dive into it with you.
Most definitely.
So, just to start, point of sale. You know, dive into it. Explain it to the uninitiated out there. You know, what it means in 2020, and sort of, you know, how it's evolved. Because I think when people think about point of sale, they're like, all right, well, it's the cash register, the checkout point. But is that all it means? Or, you know, what new nuances have sort of emerged over the last decade or so?
Yeah, so great question. So essentially, a POS is basically a retailer's organizer, right? It manages inventory coming in and going out of their retail store, right? So when you think about POS, you know, and you think about inventory organization, consistency is always key for a retailer, right? So it's important that the retailer, you know, the POS manages every aspect of their business, everything from delivery, you know, to a promotional giveaway sponsor, to damaged items discovered, right down to shipments received, right? So they want to make sure that all of these things are a portion of their POS software. When they're looking at that, one greater aspect to the POS system is they can now analyze all of that data that they're getting from their POS software, right? And when they're able to analyze that, they can see exactly where their revenue generators are and make better buying decisions based off of that to actually stay in the game a lot longer, right? So just like, you know, the prediction of you don't have a website in this day and age, your business is going to go, you're going to go out of business within 5 years, you know, you could start looking at a POS software on that same realm. And the basic stuff that, I mean, one greatest aspect that I've seen change over the last decade is being cloud-based, right? So a lot of these, just like you said, you know, a lot of these old-time POS software that are a legacy that you saw there, you know, all you thought about was a cash register, right?
Yeah.
But no more, right? So now when you're moving to cloud-based, you're moving to more of a mobile system, right? So that's the biggest part of the change that's happened over the last decade. Everything has become more mobile, and that makes it a lot easier for retailers to move faster, make better adjustments within their store. And that's moving away from the old legacy system and the cash register items that, you know, we've seen in the past, right? So, you know, in old time, you know, you go to a restaurant, you know, you go up, you pay for your food and you walk away. It's no more. Nothing happens like that anymore. Now, all you need is a web browser for you to actually make a purchase on, and you could do deliveries and everything from a mobile device, right? So your sales reps on the floor are more mobile than they are anything else, and it gives them the ease of use to do that now. So that's the biggest change that I've seen in the last decade to really touch POS.
So it sounds, I mean, well, two things. I'm going to start by saying, just going to kind of a point you touched on there about how you can use these systems to kind of see what's doing well in your store and pick and choose your product mix and stuff like that. Kind of reminds me days of publishing. You know, when we track how websites perform, you could look at the back ends of websites. This may get too nerdy for some people, but I like it. So I'm going to dive into it.
I love it too, right?
You can look at, you know, taxonomies of websites and what people are reading, whether it's, you know, you could be talking about a trade publication or a news media website. You have it broken down by, you know, whatever categories, however you have your website broken down, and you could see where people are reading stories from. And based on that data, you know, we would sort of shape our content strategies and the type of content we would produce. So kind of feels the same sort of way, I guess, in terms of how POS is that you can see what's doing well and lean into that. So, you kind of can exponentially increase the success of what's performing well.
Yeah. And while you're on that, I mean, yeah, that ties in directly to, you know, the e-commerce side of things for POS, right? So when you're looking at the e-commerce side of things for a POS portion, you start looking in of the website and the POS system being integrated, that they're working together, right? we're seeing this huge pandemic happen right now, and it's killing our economy. But at the same time, you know, it's more so that it's definitely a high level where you definitely need to have your POS and your website communicating, because that opens up levers for you that you've never had before, which is called Google Shopping. You know, if you don't have real-time data that shows your inventory immediately on your website, which comes directly from your POS software, you know, you can't use tools like Google Shopping, which is definitely impactful right now when you're following safety protocols from the government, right? So it's definitely make it a lot easier for consumers to get products like furniture, bedding, any of that product directly from a retailer in this day and age.
Right, for sure. And just kind of, you know, speaking to when we're not in these kinds of conditions where people can't go to stores, the importance of that tie-in too, you know, they could be shopping from home, know that you have that product in stock at your store. And then, I mean, just kind of dive in a little bit further there too on, you know, what a POS system can do from sort of that omni-channel experience of the online and in-store experience combining.
Sure, definitely. So when you're looking at a POS system, the golden factor is it manages every aspect. So when you're looking from the omni-channel point of view, if you have a mobile section, if you even every POS software right now currently should have a mobile section, right? So if you're a retailer looking to work with a POS company, you definitely want it cloud-based, and you definitely want a mobile aspect to your POS system, just so you could have, you know, text purchasing available for your retailers, delivery purchasing available. You want to make sure you're hitting all of these aspects, just so credit card processing, you know, is going to be available directly from off of your mobile device or your POS system that you're using. So definitely that omni-channel presence will be very, very much in tune going forward now.
Kind of talking about all this stuff, I'm sure for retailers that maybe haven't put a lot of emphasis on it or thought about it much, and they just sort of been going through the motions, it can kind of sound overwhelming. I think so, just all the stuff that's involved here, but kind of paint that picture of what does a full POS system look like for a retailer?
Yeah, definitely. So it definitely takes a little bit of work on the front end. POS isn't for everybody, just, you know, first and foremost. You have to put in the time in the beginning of a POS launch when you're just starting out. So apart from, you know, managing all of the inventory coming in, going out, being able to create different reports from a POS, one of the key factors that I see that a lot of my retailers look at is also finding out if that POS software has, you know, accounting available for their software, right? So if they don't, you know, a retailer has to use either QuickBooks or Sage or any other accounting device services that are out there. There's good and bads to this, right? So if you're using QuickBooks or Sage, it helps that retailer kind of figure out, well, I could actually just send over my reports directly to my accountant and they could take care of it, rather than if it's a personal system, that accountant might not know how to use that system. Or it makes hiring a little bit easier as well, right? So if you're hiring somebody off the street to handle your books, you know, coming into a brand new system or a software might be a little bit difficult for them. You know, so those are some of the factors why, you know, having a system that's integrated with QuickBooks and Sage rather than using an independent system is beneficial. But also there's a flip side to that as well. You know, a lot of retailers in this day and age like the fact that it's a one-stop shop, right? They're able to do, you know, everything from their POS system, right? Whether that's, you know, accounts payables, whether that's managing their inventory, everything is all in one. And having a system that's actually independent and comes with that POS software gives them that availability. And it also creates different levers for them where QuickBooks and Sage or other POS software can't adapt to. Like, for instance, we have the sell-through credits, where a lot of our appliance dealers like to really hit on and is a major part of their business, right? Some of our POS software that has done their system right has created easier formats for members, for retailers to actually, you know, pull that report and get that credit applied for. So there's good and bads to both systems. I like both of them, to be honest with you. I think both of them, as long as you have an effective POS system that's cloud-based, you're in very good hands. And also to add on to that factor, your entire question is how difficult it is for a POS system. It's not at all. After you get the first leg done in terms of putting in the work in the front, getting the training and everything finished, your POS system runs its own. On an average, it could save a business over $30,000 a year in revenue just by how efficient it becomes over that year. And if you give me a product that you could start saving me money on, you know, $30,000 over a year, why not?
Hey, every dollar matters right now for sure. So that's got to raise some eyebrows, I'm sure. That sounds like something that is a nice segue into something else I was going to ask. And that's some of those, you know, being someone that is very familiar with these types of systems, what are some of those untold benefits that, you know, a retailer might not even realize when it comes to a POS that they could take advantage of in having a solid system integrated into their business?
Oh, great question. So one of the most beneficial parts of a POS is security, right? Also getting rid of human error, right? So there's everything is time stamped and dated within a POS system that it lets you track all of your inventory immediately, right? So you could see who's moving your inventory where, when it's coming in, where it's going, where it is right now. So there's no more loss of inventory. So that saves a retailer a huge amount of dollars right now currently. So I definitely believe that's one of the biggest factors. And apart from that, it's just efficiency, right? So being organized makes your company run a lot better, a lot smoother, right? Being able to take care of deliveries at a quicker pace, being able to reroute trucks to different areas for different products that customers are buying and shipping makes it a lot easier for our retailers going forward, right? So delivery, organization, safety and security, those are some great aspects of a POS system that they could save you a lot of money over the years.
That's awesome. So clearly a lot of nuance too, I think, to this. And if anything in here, I'm sure there has been, something that perks the interest of anyone listening. You know, what are sort of the things that they should look for? Or maybe they do have one even, and they're looking to reevaluate kind of the POS that they have. What are some of the things that they should look for, you know, in terms of how it relates to their business and what would work best for them?
Right. So that's a very loaded question, right? Just primarily a lot of our POS software companies that are out there are more, you know, tailored to different types of customers, right? So you have your POS software that's, you know, appliance first. You have your POS software that's furniture first. So when you're looking at that, I would definitely look at the categories that you're carrying in within your store before you make that decision in terms of who you're going to use. A lot of them could cross over that line and do both of them as well, but some of them are better in different areas than others are. So first and foremost, definitely find one that's, you know, specific to your category, I would say. And then secondly, I would look at having a cloud-based, mobile-friendly software system that is also web-based as well, that you could access from just using a browser rather than having to have physical hardware that you have to be on just to close out a sale, right? Because we see how important that is right now in this era. And, you know, a lot of our retailers are going to be behind the curve if they're not up to this standpoint, right? So think about the retailers that, you know, for appliances, they're considered an essential company right now, right? So they are able to go to work and being able to fulfill orders. So think about them, you know, if they're doing everything via just paper still, I mean, remember, people aren't coming in to their store. So closing out a sale, if you're paper based, is completely impossible. Right?
A little difficult.
Yeah. So definitely, you know, having something that's very friendly in terms of web-based, cloud-based, and mobile-based is going to be very important going forward.
Well, we've kind of hit on it, I think, as a theme throughout, sort of touching on each of these questions. But, you know, what if any way has this COVID-19 situation impacted, you know, the retailer from the POS standpoint?
Oh, it completely changed their whole aspect because, you know, tracking data now is impossible, next to impossible, just for the mere fact that, you know, the sales aren't coming in like they were before. You know, so now before a retailer can go in and look at, you know, the products that are driving his business and building up his revenue, now it's more of a web-based kind of platform where they have to start looking in on trends and back end of their website and all of that information that's more driving the business, more of a marketing type aspect approach rather than looking at raw data and say, okay, these are the products that's driving my business. You know, so it's more moving to that model right now currently until we could build up enough data to find out exactly what kind of products is driving their business.
Gotcha. Just one thing to wrap it up on, you know, I mean, you kind of live and breathe this stuff and can tell you just the enthusiasm around it too. You definitely enjoy it. Are there any trends in POS that you're kind of looking for that, you know, new technologies or capabilities that are coming down the pike that are being developed that excite you?
Oh yeah, definitely. So one of my biggest excitements right now in the industry is watching more of these old legacy platforms shift over to a web-based browser, right? To a web-based product. Primarily, all of them essentially started with being an old DOSy-looking system, and they just basically trying to slap some makeup on it and turn that pig into a beauty pageant queen, and it hasn't translated that much yet. So having other vendors come into the market that are new and fresh and inventing a new web-based product has pushed a lot of these vendors to try to reinvent themselves and become more web-based and web-friendly. And what that also does is that drives the cost down, right? So primarily the cost function of a POS software on an old legacy system is driven from charging for a software and maintenance fee and setup fee. But when you go to an all web-based, you take out all of the hardware because it's only a web-based browser. You take us all of that legacy cost for that software because you're all running everything from a web-based browser. So all you're looking for is having internet at your retail store and you're able to function a full POS system off of that. So that's what kind of excites me is how it's going to be changing and evolving into a lower cost structure, but at the same time, giving you that same efficiency of that product you loved in the past.
And it's crazy, but at the heart of it, that those kinds of changes can completely alter the like physical look of a retail store. Like I'm thinking on a wider scale, you think of something like an Amazon Go, those fresh stores where people were picking up product and walking out, not even having to go to a cash register and stuff like that. That's the type of stuff you could start seeing everywhere.
Oh yeah, most definitely. That's exactly what I'm looking forward to, right? And a lot of these guys, because of their depth in data and information, are able to start creating catalogs for these retailers just from their mobile apps. And that's giving them some crazy new aspects of things to where you're now going into a mobile division of a POS software. And it's more like you're reading a magazine and saying, that's the product I want. This is the size of it. And people could click, drop it in their cart and pay as they go.
That's awesome. That's awesome, man.
Stuff coming out from POS right now, currently.
It's awesome. Well, I appreciate you taking some time and you know, finding a quiet room, the two of us, where we could chat and dive into the point of sale stuff. So this was a lot of fun, and you know, I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, bud. I mean, anytime. And any other questions, you just let me know.
No, I think, you know, all I got to say is go Birds, right?
Go Birds.
Awesome. Thanks,
man. All right, bud.
All right. And thank you again to Steve for taking the time and chatting with us and sharing all those great updates and great information just about how POS has evolved over the years, and even to today, and kind of with the impact on COVID and the situation we're currently navigating, has had on POS, and how retailers too, they're able to use their systems to kind of navigate their businesses through this time. So maybe, if the POS system isn't something that you've paid much attention to recently, something in there sparks some interest in at least evaluating, not necessarily upgrading, if that's something you want to do, of course, but at least looking and making sure you're getting the most out of your software that you possibly can for your business. So again, appreciate Steve taking the time, and of course, appreciate you taking the time to listen. So we will catch you next time.